All right, man. You're also a big hockey guy. How do you feel about the Kings' start to the season? Pretty hot.
Kings are awesome, man. I mean, we got the best goalie in the world. We got the best defenseman in the world. We got the best coach in the world. We got the best GM in the world. We've won 2 out of 3 cups. We've won 10 out of 11 playoff series. The run last year was epic. And I think if we stay healthy, it's hard to repeat in hockey. It's such a grind to win the cup. But I think we have a chance to be there again. So go Kings, go Kings. We'll hopefully I'll see you again in June and July.
Do you think the impact of Voinov not being in the lineup is going to hurt them long term?
You know, I certainly think, you know, not having Voinov, one of your top defensemen, hurts the team. On the other hand, I think it was appropriate what the NHL did and what the Kings did. I think in this day and age, certainly with what we've seen in the NFL and domestic violence, the days of waiting for the legal system to run its course are probably gone. And if you have cause to believe that something bad happened, I think you need to suspend that player, do your own investigation. Whatever happens on the legal side, make common sense decisions, because certainly those issues are bigger than any sport, and it's about time we finally got our hands on those. And hopefully Voinov will be cleared and be judged to have not done anything improper. But if he has been, and it's severe, as a Kings fan, I'm not one of those sports fans that basically suspends my moral judgment because the guy's on my team. If he never plays again for the Kings, so be it. But we'll let it play out and see what happens.
Does it kind of feel good to look at the Kings lineup and say so many other teams are kind of trying to do the same thing, having 3 lines that can score, but 4 lines that can bang the body? I mean, you look at the hit stats for the Kings, and it's kind of off the charts. Every line can score, and every line can bang.
Well, it's like any entertainment medium, right? Everybody's chasing the current hit. I remember when I came on the radio, the male singer-songwriter was dead. The piano was not on the radio. And luckily, we broke through with a song that was a male singer-songwriter at a piano, you know, trying to emulate his idols, Billy Joel and Elton John. And then within a few years, the piano and male singer-songwriters are all over the radio. And it's the same thing in sports. You know, if you have a business plan, a strategy that works like Dean Lombardi's put together, and you succeed, people are going to chase that. And I don't blame them. And luckily for Dean, he has a relatively young roster. You know, his challenge is now keeping the players under the salary cap, and we'll see what happens. But yeah, I think, look, you know, the Kings have done it the right way. It took 5 or 6 years, and I think in the past we were trying to patch things here and get the fading free agent. But no, it's no coincidence that everybody's trying to emulate the Kings. Why wouldn't you? They've won 10 out of 11 series, got 2 rings on their fingers.